You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, Gulruz Gariman announced that she is joining the Green Party and hopes to be New Zealand's first refugee MP. Gariman currently works as a human rights lawyer in the High Court, representing family members caring for their profoundly disabled relatives. Gariman obtained a master's degree in international human rights law with distinction at Oxford University, and she went on to work as a lawyer for the United Nations in tribunals for Rwanda, the former Yugoslavia and Cambodia, putting on trial heads of state accused of committing human rights atrocities. So I spoke with Gulruz and started by asking what made her want to go into politics.
Well, I've been involved at various levels with the Green Party for years. I've sat on the National Executive and co-convened Auckland Province and all of that. So I've been involved in politics, but not at the political end, so to speak, of the party. And I've always been an activist, and that's what I consider human rights law to be. But I think it just got to a point with some of what's been happening under the current government where I felt like I needed to really step up and sort of try and bring about change in this other forum more directly.
Being a refugee coming up to New Zealand when you were 9, was it?
Yeah, that's right.
So what kind of are the challenges that you've faced that you think will help you moving forward with the Green Party?
Well, I think what that experience gave me is probably twofold. One is that it did instill in me this really deep commitment to sort of fighting for the vulnerable members of society. Having been there, having sort of arrived here with nothing, having actually come from a place where we had to flee because of, you know, war and persecution and all of the big things, but also just, you know, having experienced a different side of New Zealand society, just having to build a life from nothing up with my family. I think that is an invaluable experience for someone who's up there making laws and policies. But that's instilled in me, you know, this passion for human rights, and that's about sort of working for the more vulnerable members of society. But the other side of it as well is that I did get to a point with everything that's happening sort of globally and the rhetoric of politics changing in a little bit of a frightening way, I think, for some of us. I got to a point where I felt like actually, you know, those of us who are from minority groups, and especially, you know, from a refugee background, maybe we need to step up and actually have a voice, and especially if we've got something to contribute. So that's probably the two ways that's shaped my role in politics.
Yeah, definitely. And that was something I was going to mention, because there has, obviously, with Donald Trump coming into power soon. Do you think that, because obviously there's a lot around refugee status with Trump, do you think that's shaped your decision to step into politics now? Or do you think that that's going to be something that's...
Yeah, I think it's really solidified my resolve, so to speak. I think a lot of us sort of this past November were shocked, and I was really shocked by Brexit as well earlier, you know, and the real sort of venom and that rhetoric. So I think it isn't that these things sort of determined my coming into politics. I definitely want to be involved in New Zealand politics because I think I've got specific solutions to some of the problems that we've got here. But in terms of just standing up and being counted as the face of something like this refugee crisis, yeah, I think the rhetoric of Donald Trump and Brexit have definitely solidified my resolve. And as a woman, you know, so a migrant, a refugee, a woman, someone from the so-called Islamic world, you know, it became more and more important for those demographics to have a face and a voice, I think.
What do you think your biggest focus with the Green Party will be, or do you want to be?
My biggest focus, if I am lucky enough to be elected into Parliament, will probably be, my expertise lie in human rights law, but it's sort of both domestic and international. But also I think the underlying thing that I'll really focus on is the constitutional aspects of our law, and I think that some of our democratic institutions have been really undermined over the last 9 years. So the kind of cases that I act on here in New Zealand are concerned with abuses of process and abuses of power and things like the overuse of urgency processes of government, for example, to sort of really easily, with a one-person majority, overrule people's access to the Human Rights Act and its remedies, or, you know, the application of the Bill of Rights Act, or, you know, government's total disdain for taking into account Treaty of Waitangi principles. So I think we need to strengthen some of our institutions so that that can't happen, and that's kind of laying a framework that will protect New Zealanders beyond one term of government, you know, hopefully. So those things are what's sort of important to me. That's what I'll focus on. And of course, human rights in general as well, and as a Green, always sustainability.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.